We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
What is up? Am I live? I can hear me. Bam, I am live. We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio, Burbank.
Is it live?
We are live.
It is.
You know you didn't hear? Boom, huh. Vicky's not here, everybody.
Yeah.
So things have moved. Things have changed. My good friend Gareth at the big desk.
That's right.
Feeling good.
That's right.
Isn't it weird being way over there, though? Yeah. Now I got to turn to talk to you.
I like it. I like how you got to favor me.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
And I'm replacing Gareth on the couch. Dragonfly, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, can you hear him? Dragonfly.
This is normal. No one can ever hear me.
Nobody can hear you. I can't hear you.
Take off your shirt.
Yeah. Can you? We can't hear him. Okay, keep talking until we.
We're just talking. Oh, there I am.
There we are. Welcome, bro. Welcome to the couch.
Well, thank you for having me. This is fantastic.
Welcome
very
to the other
exciting.
Side of the window.
It's kind of awkward because there's not a pole. I really don't know what to do here.
Yeah,
now.
You're usually dancing from inspiration.
Show us your tats.
Great show today. A lot of great stuff going on. I am, like I said, Vicky's in the homeland, fist pumping, hanging out with all of her married, pregnant friends.
Right now she just won a baby in pool.
Yeah, big day for me. Big week for me. I'm about to do a USO. I'm about to fly to Japan, Singapore, Bahrain, and Diego Garcia, which I didn't even know existed.
What? And that is?
It sounds like a boxer on Showtime.
It sounds like an Anthony Weiner alias.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Show me your nuts. So I'm gonna be there, but that's nothing compared to my good friend over here, Gareth Reynolds.
What?
Has a big date off of Tinder.
Oh,
a big Tinder day.
You're on Tinder, Gareth?
No.
Who isn't on? You're not on Tinder?
I'm on OkCupid, but not Tinder.
So you're on FatPeopleMeet.com.
That's the one.
You're looking for love?
Not so much love.
Can you score off of OkCupid?
Constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
You're getting laid?
Constantly.
Off of OkCupid?
It's pretty easy to do.
Why am I on Tinder then?
Sam, slow down. You've got HGH to focus on.
I do
got
to get HGH.
I'm appalled.
Yeah,
I'm appalled. Get on that Tinder.
Yeah. Are
get
you on
that
Tinder?
Should I download it
I'm
right now?
I'm in a relationship now. I can't do it.
Now, the question is, we're going to play this game. Man or woman is she in a relationship with?
I'm going to go with lady.
Lady?
I'd say lady.
I'm going to go lady, too.
Yes.
But
yes.
Do you go? But is it sometimes a man?
It's sometimes a man. But right now, I'm on my ladies.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I love it. Different I love thing. It.
But I'm more of the feminine one. It's awesome.
Oh, really? The other one's awesome. Just like what? She's the she's
well, she's femme
the shortstop.
Too,
is she the shortstop?
I mean, it happens.
Who plays? Who bats cleanup?
We do both.
Oh, nice.
Versatile. Nice. Versatile.
Where'd you guys meet?
Through her ex, actually,
oh,
that I went to college with.
That's okay. Shady.
Right?
That's shady.
She was just like, here, have my leftovers.
By shady, I mean sexy. You know, I'm no longer on Tinder.
You're not.
I got off. No, I'm trying to meet sensitive lumberjack women, so I'm on Timber.
Sam, maybe we take a break. We step outside. I can talk to you for a minute.
I'm on Timber.
Timber. You're just looking at lumberjacks like, I'd bang him.
They're all it's
no.
Lady lumberjacks.
Oh, it's
what
the
did
lady
you say,
lumberjacks.
Sam? You're bringing the wood to Timber.
Oh,
Jesus Christ!
Boom.
Jesus
let
Christ.
It fall.
Kapow.
Let it fall.
Holy shit!
Kapoo, y'all.
Sam scores in the forest. Does anyone care? That's the question.
What?
What? So this Tinder date. What's going on? How do you approach a girl on Tinder? By the way,
well,
like
you know they're
go,
within 50 miles, so you just hit every house within 50 miles.
I know. We know you're the classic carpet bomber.
Yeah.
You're carpet bombing everybody. Okay.
All right.
You're going IRA on our on Tinder.
No,
I get that.
No.
But like, what's the initial? Okay. Hello. She says hello back.
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you? What's your next line?
I go dot 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 dot.
Oh, that's your next line?
No. Then you're like, how are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine. You?
Good. Hey, whose dog is that in that one pic? It's like that.
So you talk about the pictures? I'm trying to figure this whole thing out.
Yeah, you want to do specific stuff, you know?
What's the age that's hitting you back?
Well, that's what you find pretty fast is that, like, you just find that you're like not, you know, what your range is.
Mine is earliest 26.
Yeah, so I'm about there too. Yeah.
No, you gotta be lower, right? You gotta get 24.
No, I would say 26.
I shouldn't even just waste my time with 23-year-olds.
No, it's embarrassing.
I wish we had a news flash.
They look different. They look different. They look like different people.
They look like children. Which I don't want.
Yeah, I do. Or don't. Sorry. No,
big
no, no.
news today. Started Krav Maga.
Took my first class at Krav Maga.
Street fighting. Yes.
How's that going?
Took my first day. Best workout ever. I had the best time. I was so excited.
Have you weighed in?
How much I weigh?
Well, just so everybody knows, the deal is that you in Toronto. Dropping 30 pounds is the number I was hearing, right?
Okay.
Dropping 30, right?
I will tomorrow weigh myself, and I will put on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe pics, maybe dick pic.
No, nobody wants maybe a bung pic of me. Nobody
Come on.
Wants that.
We got to be able to analyze this
no,
stuff.
No, I'll suddenly just drop in followers on Twitter.
All right.
Nobody's
being,
in the game.
I think you're being
but very
negative.
Excited about Israeli street fighting.
So what type of stuff do you do in this?
It's, you know what they'll tell you? Win at all cost. That's really all it is. There's no such thing as dirty fighting in Krav Maga. You fight to win. Yeah. Hey, we can't hear his thing. Yeah. Maybe it's your thing.
So
yeah.
Just a bunch of dick punches.
Whatever
what
it takes, man. Put a thumb in the guy's butt. Whatever it takes to win.
Sounds more like a date than anything
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, well, it sounds
you just
like,
point off and you're just like, a free pita.
Yeah.
Ah! Yeah! Stab
Garrett,
him.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, I've been in fights.
When was the last time you were in a fight?
Not that long ago, actually.
Oh, okay. Was the instant?
It was the incident, yeah. I got into a... I was on the street with Steve Byrne, and shit got crazy.
Did he? How did the guy look after?
The guy, look, the truth is that I was very intoxicated when this all went down.
So you were just no good. One hit, you're
I was
sleeping.
No good, you know? Like friends of mine will be like, what you got to do is you got to stand with your weight on. And you're like, yeah, but you also probably shouldn't have had bottle service for 3 hours prior to it. Oh,
so you're hanging out with the big guns that night, getting shit-faced.
And it makes it sound like a douche. But whenever I'm in that bottle service situation, I don't know what I'm doing. If I have to play bartender for myself at a place where drinks are $20 a pop, I do a bad job of keeping myself in check.
Because you're trying to win. You're trying to
you're
set the record.
You're just like, come on, it's free. Yeah. Eat up.
Yeah. I've done that before when I was drinking back in my drinking days. Just must win. You know, just pounding it. Especially when we're in Vegas with AVN and she's just paying the bills. Ugh. And they're just bringing bottles.
That was great.
Oh, it's just horrible.
That was a night when I learned that bottle service is tough still. That's the lesson I keep learning.
What else am I super excited about? Okay, I met Bree Olson over the weekend. Uh-oh. I wanted to talk about that. And why I got nervous. I don't know why. I got tongue-tied. Then we're going to bring in our guest.
Why? What? Well, where did you meet her?
At the wrap of my film.
Ah, the film wrap.
Yeah.
How was the wrap party?
It was great.
Yeah?
I love everybody. They're like, hey, man, I'm talking to these people. They're interested in putting you in their movie. I'm like, okay, let's make some calls.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do this.
Did you get into your new fighting stance at this point?
No.
Sort of go like, you say anything goes. Make those calls. I'm doing Krav Magoop.
Krav Maga.
I'm
just
doing
thumbs and butts everywhere.
Yeah.
Coleman, do you fight at all?
I'm actually a black belt in karate.
What?
Yeah.
A serious black belt.
Well, I got it when I was like 13, so as serious as that can
and
be.
And you just stopped? You're like, I won?
Yeah,
I'm over
I reached
it?
The pinnacle of that. I became the grandmaster in my class. And then
did you beat your sensei?
That's what you got to do. You got to kill him to become grandmaster.
Oh, Jesus.
Dragonfly, are you killing dojo masters?
I've been known to do that on occasion.
Jesus.
Really?
For the most part, yes.
Who knew?
I did not know.
I mean, that you literally are Clark Kent. Those glasses on you, like, that guy can't fight anybody. Little did you know that he can pole dance and whoop ass.
Yeah.
It's kind of turning the lesbian on over here.
Yeah.
It's kind of hot.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of hot.
Now, are you guys fun lesbian or angry lesbian?
I'm fine.
Oh, so
we're good.
Occasionally,
we're good.
You make a wish and bring a guy in. Do you guys ever do that?
Well, it's still new in the relationship, so, I mean, somebody could get lucky.
Oh, that's
somebody
great.
Could get lucky.
Can we
cable
give that away
guy.
On
it's
the show?
The cable
can we
guy.
Give that away? Can we make that like a
If
a
they want
to
handle, if they want to handle
cable
some
guy,
blackness.
37th caller, get in on Sapphire's threesome. That's right, 37th caller.
And then we're like, all right, we're at caller 9. fuck is going on? That's what happens every time we take calls. Hey, Shane, all right. The phones are lighting up. Oh, actually, when they're lit up, that means nothing's happening.
What's the number to the studio? I'm going to call right now.
No, yeah.
37
times. I would love to see you guys hook up. Now, is your girlfriend a sister, too?
No.
White girl? Mexican?
She's Turkish-Canadian.
Turkish? Oh, that's a great... Yeah. I mean, the Armenian in me, not happy about the Turkish part, obviously.
Of course.
Obviously, but I'm Canadian's good.
Yeah, she's...
I'd like to throw Dragonfly in the mix, see how that happens.
Listen, throw Bunch a Dragonfly.
It'll be fun.
People with glasses on having threesomes.
As soon as you guys wrap it up, you're like, oh, these are your glasses. Oh, no, I think I've got your glasses. Oh, my God, I'm wearing your sneakers. These are your glasses.
How many pushing up of the glasses?
Oh, boy. It's steamy in here. Oh, boy.
No. He's got to take them off.
Well, there's a point in the middle when, like, we're all crawling around like Daphne and Velma from Scooby-Doo just searching for our glasses.
Yeah.
Looking for clues.
Yeah. Accidentally porking a dog. Things like that. I get
Some old man gets arrested outside the window. Would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
You should not be masturbating in windows, sir. You would not have gotten away with it.
Hey, should we bring in our guest?
I think that's a great idea.
Jackie, can we bring her in real quick? Jackie Cation in the house. We have a lot in common with her. I know you guys don't believe this, but we do.
Let's find out.
Here we go. Cop a squat.
This is it. Cop a classy stuff there.
Welcome.
All right. Hey, gentlemen, how are you doing?
Let's make sure your microphone works.
I don't know. Is it working?
I feel like it's kind of working.
It's going to happen soon, I think.
I don't know. I don't have cans. I'm live.
You lied. Do you want cans?
I don't need cans.
No,
you're
goggles?
All right.
Because
we're all right here.
That's
and
fair.
We're all in the same room.
She's the host of Dork Forest, and she's on All Things Comedy. Please welcome Jackie Cation, everybody.
Woo-hoo.
Jackie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks. I had to wade through some noodly ladies. There was noodly ladies out in the...
All over the place.
Just noodly nude.
Yep. They're doing some...
And I'm here with my buddy, Augie Smith, and he's like, guess who are the comics? Yeah, we're the comics, and the nude people are going to be the nude people.
The nude people, they do weird stuff over here, but here it's strictly Christian.
It's strictly just, it's straight up Christians?
Yeah.
Excellent,
absolutely.
Excellent. I could probably get a nice steak and potato dinner or
yeah,
something like that.
Absolutely.
Nice work.
I like that.
You're dashing off to perform for the troops?
Yeah.
Because you support the troops?
I do support the troops.
I as well. I, of course, support the troops finding other work, but
yeah.
I went over to Iraq, and then we went over to Afghanistan.
Yeah,
yeah. Wherever they're working.
We're going to get in
everywhere.
All that. I'm excited.
Syria? You going to Syria this month?
No,
good
yeah.
times.
Yeah, I am going to go to Syria. Very excited. Got my hazmat suit.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sure every soldier in the world's going, no, I survived 6 tours of duty. I can't go into chemical warfare. I'm already a mess.
Now you've done a lot of the USOs. I find, personally, I enjoy entertaining the troops that are in a war zone. I don't like that they're in the war zone, but when you go entertain them, they seem so much more thankful that you're there.
They are a desperate lot. They are like, thank God you've come.
Right?
Thank God. It's like, I've been talking to this guy for like 14 months. Any
yeah.
story that isn't about his wife is a win. And you don't even have to be funny.
It's very interesting because we went to this one called the Alamo because it was literally it was in Afghanistan. Have you played Afghanistan?
No, we were supposed to go to Afghanistan, but they killed bin Laden like 2 weeks before we were supposed to go. And they're like, no, you're going somewhere else. And I was like, well, what if I'm scared now? And they said, no, you're still going, but we're not going to tell you where. And I said, did I enlist at some point?
Yes.
What the hell just happened? So we went to Africa, and some Marine comes up to us after that first gig, and he goes, hey, are you guys coming to Kenya? And I said, to my knowledge, we are not coming to Kenya. And he goes, well, we're not really there anyway.
What?
I was like, hey, WikiLeaks, you might want
yeah.
to zip it.
Yeah.
I'm a comedian, and I
yeah.
got a Twitter feed, so you might want to zip it, brother.
Yeah, we've done some crazy
ones.
So
you went to Afghanistan,
I've
huh?
been. Yeah, I went with Steve Byrne many moons ago, and we landed right when the first big prison break happened.
Oh, that's got to be a really good feeling.
Oh, man, it was really crazy. But, I mean, we would go deep into these bases in the middle of nowhere. And at first, you know, you're trying to be nice to them, and then I kind of got heckled 1 second. I just lit this dude up, and the place exploded. And I just realized,
you don't want to say the place exploded
okay,
in Afghanistan.
The place went crazy.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I realized that these guys are just like me when I was a kid, and they love to get racked. So the whole rest of the time, I'm just racking troops, dude. And they're exploding because that's all they do. And a big thing in Afghanistan.
They just bust on each other all the time,
that's
right?
That's all they do. Yeah. And the big thing out there is called Man Love Thursdays. I think I've talked about it before on the show, but basically in Afghanistan, there's a tradition. The men of the village go into the mountains and they fool around with each other.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's every Thursday. It's and they call it Man Love Thursday.
And they hate us for our freedom.
Yeah.
And unbelievable.
I'm going to need to see a source on that. That's
I'm telling you, Jackie.
No,
it's
I'm sorry.
True.
If it's a bunch of if it's a bunch of guys, I'm going to need a source on that.
Think of how many sheets are spread over that cave when those guys are getting into it.
I don't think
there's any sheets. They don't give a shit.
Sam, were you there on a Thursday by chance?
Yeah, I was. They're like, hey, you want to go to the mountain? I'm like, no, thank you.
If memory serves, you were going in on a Friday, and you said Thursday works best, right?
Is there a way?
Yeah. So you went to Africa. Where else you been?
Like Oman and Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia was the craziest because, you know, you got to look. They put me in the Obi-Wan costume and, you know, you go because they were like, hey, do you want to go downtown Riyadh to lunch? And I said, yes. Yeah, I don't want to. I want to have a falafel. Let's do this.
Yes.
And so I put the abaya and the headscarf on and they're like, so there's a new Applebee's in downtown Riyadh. And I was like, I don't want to fucking go to an Applebee's in America.
Right?
Because I am not a deer in search of a salt lick. Yeah. So can we please find... So we went to some Turkish restaurant in the middle of Riyadh where the Turks got to be rude to me in person, not just my grandparents. Let's just do this.
Yeah, okay. There's so much I want to get into with you.
But a lot of it's about Applebee's.
You know?
They don't have the Weight Watchers menu in Riyadh. It's so sad.
But is that a weird thing when you fly to a country where, like, your rights just basically go out the door? Is that a weird feeling?
Well, the way I treated it, of course, is, you know, you're in somebody else's house, right? I mean, they want me to take my shoes off at the door. I'll do it. You know, as long as I don't have to physically, like, I'm not immigrating to South America. Saudi Arabia. There we go. I'm not.
Most
yeah.
of our listeners any couldn't tell anyway.
I'm not. Or Oman. Yeah. Or any of it. Or Djibouti, which is we were in Djibouti, and I spared the world any Djibouti jokes because they'd heard them. And
that sounds like what Miley Cyrus was doing on
but
the
crazy,
VMAs.
Oh, man. The crazy thing about Djibouti was that it was me, two other women, and the guy who booked it. This guy, Vargas Mason. You know Vargas?
Yes,
right?
Well.
So Vargas gets hurt day two. And has to get shipped home. He broke his kneecap.
Doing what?
All right. So you go to my YouTube page. You can see me.
What is your YouTube page?
It's just YouTube/TheDorkForest, I think it is. Okay. And whatever, Jackie Cation YouTube. Look it up. You're good. You people have skills. Yeah. And but the thing is the first day we call bingo. The next day we get a tour of the base and we do a show. The third day we get a tour of the base and we go to the canine unit and they're like, hey, do you want to put the bite suit on and get taken down by the dogs?
They always want to put the bite suit on. Always.
Yeah, I do. I love dogs. Yeah. Super fun. So I go first. There's video of it on my YouTube page. And there it is. Is it youtube.com/TheDorkForest? Yeah, it is.
Bam.
And look up the canine bite suit episode. You're gonna want
in case you're wondering, Dragonfly over here is a black belt, in case you're just wondering.
Well, for 13.
Sweet.
He can fight any 13-year-old right now.
There's things you don't forget, and those 13-year-olds will go down if they meet me face to face.
We need to set that up.
That has to happen.
So I go first, and the dog, it's fast forward to like minute 3.5. Otherwise, it's just me sweating in Africa putting on a bite suit. Anyway, the dog takes me down. It's funny. It's scary. It's hilarious. But they brought out like a 25-pound Belgian shepherd. Vargas goes next. Vargas like 5'10", 6 foot tall, right? Very ripped, fit black man. They bring out a 75, 80-pound German shepherd.
Yeah, you think maybe there might be a little racism at
this
goes, point?
That is a Birmingham civil rights dog. I don't want to fucking run in front of that dog.
And he gets no suit. No suit for him.
Well, what, with the hose suit too, probably?
Yeah.
But he tries to outrun the dog. And his people have never been able to outrun the dog. Nobody can outrun the dog. So he almost makes it, though, but he...
That's why they have them.
Wait. Right. That's why the dogs work it. So he breaks his kneecap on the wall. Oh,
so makes God. It like the goal is that you jump over a wall at
he
the end of it so you can get away. And he's like almost there.
Almost made it. But and took it like a trooper. I would still be there. I would have immigrated to Africa.
Yeah. You know what it is? You know what the problem with that? He's watched so many movies where people outrun the dogs.
Yep. Yeah.
They That's somehow it. They get to the fence. They get over and the dog's like, I would have gotten
you. Well, they're also
like,
giving you the wall, though. They're like, come on, or get over the wall. You're like, well, I want to get over that wall. That sounds like a good plan.
Right. I know I can't outrun a dog without 40 pounds of bike suit.
No, turn around and kick. That's the move.
Hey, do me a favor, Coleman. Can you give her your cans real quick?
Well, certainly.
Just in case she's Sapphire says something.
Sapphire?
Yeah, dude. We don't mess around here, huh?
That's the greatest name ever. Were you given that as a birth name?
It was supposed to be my birth name, but it
they dropped the ball and named you like Shelly or something?
No, thank God they didn't. Oh. It's with an M, so I'll tell you afterwards.
Afterwards, that's it. It's a secret.
It is a secret.
And so that's all good.
So you're on All Things Comedy, like us.
All Things like you guys, ATC.com.
ATC for life.
For life.
Yep.
Who doesn't love a little Al Madrigal in their
right?
life?
Right?
Nope.
It's all good.
Yeah. So we have a big event tomorrow night, like kind
Largo.
Of the Largo, the big launch, let's say, of
yeah.
the show. Dragonfly's going to be there. I think he's showing up eventually.
Oh,
someday.
No, I'm just he. Oh, yeah. I get it.
Gareth's going to be there.
Gareth will
come. Are you excited about it?
Like, I am excited. Are you going up?
No, I'm not performing. I saw the list of performers. I'm not on it, which I'm fine with.
Madrigal texted me, but I was busy playing Middle Management of Justice, and I forgot to text him back fast enough, and he was like, slots are all gone. Next time. Next
Goodbye.
Time. Goodbye. So, I don't know if you played that game. It's pretty sweet. Middle Management of Justice on the iPad. Good times. Good
Middle
times.
Management of Justice? What
yeah,
is
yeah.
that?
It's essentially you manage superheroes, and then you got to fight these bad guys.
That is awesome.
Good, yeah.
It's really, and I almost... I stopped playing it when my iPad ran out of juice.
You
the first
are so
time.
Funny. You are so funny.
Is it not like Tinder?
It is not like Tinder.
Okay.
It is not like Ashley Madison. It is not like Craigslist.
Okay,
it
nothing's is... perfect, but that's all right. let's talk Dork Forest.
Dork Forest.
What is it?
Dork on Dork Dialogue.
What is Dork on Dork Dialogue?
I'm one of the dorks, and then what I do is I talk to people about what they really like. Like, you guys could all be on the Dork Forest. Everybody who's got...
I can be a dork.
Everybody's got a dorkdom. Like, Diva Zappa talked about knitting. I had some lady talk about bees. A lot of comic books and video games and movies and music and stuff. Fred Armisen from Portlandia was just on. He talked about Paul McCartney. For 47 minutes. I had Proops on, Greg Proops, talking about ancient history. He's also...
Just whatever you're like passionate about, it's dorkish.
Patton Oswalt's wife talked about true crime. She's actually terrifying. And it was a great episode.
Women love crime TV. It's so interesting. They love crime TV and they love horror flicks.
And I feel like Snapped is bad for women. That show Snapped, I feel like...
What
every,
is that?
That's the show where it's always about a woman getting, like, killing her husband or her boyfriend.
Insanely.
Oh, right, yeah. right. Oh, the burning women. Bed kind of situation?
Oh,
but it's the reverse
worse.
Where the woman goes nuts and just...
Every girl
up
I've gone out with is like, oh, I love this fucking show. And you're like...
Oh, you might want to look into
dating
Tinder. Other women.
Yeah.
It's like watching those horrible Lifetime films.
Yeah, yeah. But The Burning Bed, which is a Lifetime film about the woman who can't take it anymore and lights her husband on fire in his bed. In
now,
their bed. Their
it's a good title.
Bed.
The title's good.
The Burning Bed. How many times
what
must
is,
the bed burn?
Yeah. How many times can it burn? That is the question. But if a woman burns a guy... To death, it's almost comedy. Like,
it is.
There'll be blogs about it, like, huh, dude got caught on fire.
Yeah.
Huh? LOL, LOL.
Dude had his dick cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, not cool. Still
but,
not cool. Still not
just,
okay. It
especially
turns out.
When they throw it out the window, too.
Yeah, well, just at least throw it out. The one girl
right
blended, threw it in the blender.
The garbage disposal, I think, yeah.
No, I mean, she
well,
blended
whatever,
it, man.
Blended.
That's fucked up.
Dude, but that's supposed to be a good juice for you. They have it at Robex. It's really good.
Oh, if you mix it with the placenta of your first child,
really
that's
good.
Just uncalled for.
No, all right.
Because I was like the other day, I was at the Comedy Store doing a gig, and
my
it was
condolences.
This, you know, I'm sorry about that. And this guy was. It was his birthday, and he, you know, his name's Eddie, and everyone's just buying him shots, and he's with two girls, and
right.
He's like, "I'm gonna drive home." I'm like, "Dude, you're not driving home. I'm gonna drive you home." So I'm driving, and he's just shit-faced, and he's like, "I want to go to Avalon," and we're like, "Okay." I mean, like, if it was a girl, we'd all be like, "No, you don't need to go. You're drunk enough." What was that back there?
Like a mouse?
That was a bottle cap that I just flung.
Oh, it looked like some weird kind
Dude,
of dog animal.
I thought that there. I really thought that I just saw a ghost.
Yeah,
I was just
I did
like,
too.
"Oh, great."
I guess
paranormal.
So
yeah.
So, but if it was a girl, I'd be like, "No, you can't do this."
What's Avalon?
Avalon's just this stupid, like, giant, like, after hours nightclub.
Okay.
Where they don't serve booze. Where like everybody in Hollywood on Molly.
Not
Coke,
a douchebag in sight.
And they just go there
not
till
at
the
this
end
place.
Of dawn to
wow.
the morning.
Is it on Sunset? Because that's all that's left. You know, I did it. Some guy emailed me. He was like, "Hey, will you do a set at this place on Sunset called Pink Taco?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, why is it called that?" Not understanding that it was called that because that's a word for vagina.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I posted it on Facebook, and everyone's like, haha, you're doing Pink Taco. And so I emailed the guy, and I said, I need $100 because I've just embarrassed myself. I'm not doing the gig unless you give me $100. And he gave me $100.
What?
That's
great. Yeah. And I said, and parking. Let's do this. And because I'm not... That's horrible. It's just
bad
a
area.
Tool bag parade, man.
It
it's
is.
Just,
it
it's
is.
Unfortunate.
Bad
it
area.
Is. That area is just
it's like the
really
best
bad.
Looking person in every small town in America that was a that was mean to the people in high school.
They all moved here to be actors, but they're too busy doing coke and boning each other. And it's L.A. is like a government
and I'm happy
experiment.
For them.
Oh, yeah.
We're
oh, yeah.
a cesspool of just...
Well, no, we're a government experiment in breeding hot people. Like, hot people move here, try to become actors, fail miserably, and they just bone other people. And, like, we're seven generations in of these incredibly good-looking people boning each other. Like, it's like the jaw structure out here is insane.
And you're saying we need to kill them.
No.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh,
if they actually focus, we'd all be in trouble.
I enjoy that.
But they're all
someone should educate them.
Yeah.
Why? Why? No.
Keep
just
them away
from
books.
Now, you guys have this in common. You guys
Gareth?
Are both from Wisconsin.
Oh, get out of here.
Are you from Wisconsin,
yeah.
Gareth? Where are you from?
Milwaukee.
And yet you are a white man.
Yeah.
What? Where in Milwaukee are you from?
Brown Deer, a little
there
area called Brown Deer.
I am from South Milwaukee, which is a little town outside of Milwaukee, a little factory town, and so full of white people, and excitingly, more people of color moving there. I was just there last weekend for my high school reunion, which was fine.
How was that? I've done that recently.
For some reason, I've never been invited before because I'm so hard to find.
What?
Yeah, it's turned out I've had a website since the invention of the internet. When Al Gore invented the internet, I got a website. And my mother couldn't find me one time. I was like, hey, you know, I live in Los Angeles. And so... That I think was just premeditated. But I went to my high school reunion and South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, little factory town, south of Cudahy, north of Oak Creek.
Sure, love it.
And night one, the icebreaker held at the ambitiously titled dive bar, the Gourmet House, was not. And then the steam table food event with the keg, night two, was held at the ambitiously titled Oak Manor. Not a manor.
Huh.
Also
at all.
A dive bar. And I went up to two people that were career drunks sitting at the bar, both a man and woman holding, wearing matching Packer jerseys, a lady version of a Packer jersey and a boy version.
Is that the pink version?
It was. It had more of a cut with a scoop neck.
Okay. Yeah.
And they both had the word Matthews on the back.
Yep.
And I said, all right, who's Matthews?
Oh, no.
And,
oh, no.
They almost get a rope.
Oh, no,
I was like, no, let's just pretend that I don't know.
New
you
York
know.
City.
Get
yeah.
a rope.
Do you have a Matthews jersey?
I don't have a Matthews jersey.
Whose jersey do you have?
I got a Rodgers. I have a
Brett
Reynolds.
Favre.
I have a couple Favres. I have a Star.
You have a Bart Star?
I have a Bart Star.
See, I know more about the Packers than I... There's no reason for me to know. I don't care. I mean, if I were to care about a football team, that would have to be the one. Oh, someone has been tattooed.
See,
whoa.
I have them tattooed on me.
Whoa, you got branded.
So that's, do you own any stock?
I own a share of stock.
All right. Have you been to the game?
I've been to the game, yep.
All right.
How many times?
I've probably been to about 10 games, I would say.
How hard is it to get a ticket to a Green Bay Packers game?
It's hard to get, like, season tickets, but it's not hard to get to a game because everybody, you know, everybody knows somebody.
Yeah,
Green Bay is a very small little town.
Have you ever been to a game?
No. And go ahead, ask me if I want to.
Do you want to go to a game?
I do not.
Do you just nothing about the tradition of your people?
Well, the greatest thing about being a woman is that no one's going to call me gay.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope the best for whatever team you all enjoy.
The Packers. Everybody loves the Packers. They're the best team.
And the Brewers, how are they doing?
The Brewers could be doing better. The Brewers could be doing
and
better.
The Bucks, how are the Admirals doing?
The Admirals, real good. They're almost going to be known by people.
I can't wait to go to where our iTunes downloads go, and they show you where everything. We're just going to be red hot in Wisconsin.
The Bucks are shit. The Bucks are terrible.
Yeah, they made some horrible trades.
Horrible trades.
So you started comedy in Wisconsin.
In Madison, Wisconsin.
That's a great place for comedy.
Sam Kennison's brother gave you...
Bill Kennison owned a dirtbag little dive bar underneath a Coke front on State Street in Madison, Wisconsin.
Is there a lot of Coke fronts in Wisconsin?
Probably. I mean, I can't imagine. Wisconsin's full of frugal people that are like once a month, you know, they got kitchen money. And then they also, you know, there's always, if you ever take up a life of crime, Wisconsin's the place to check the kitchen for a stack of cash that's stored in like a coffee can or something.
Yeah, open cars and driveways.
Right. There's a lot of open vehicles and houses.
Somebody took all my change.
Yeah, but I started doing stand-up at Sam Kinison's brother's venue in, like, 1984, and then it burned down. Thank God it was insured.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't doing well, but thank God it was insured.
Man, awesome. That happens more out in L.A. than all the time, man.
Yeah.
All the time you'd be like, man, nobody's in that place 2 weeks later. It's, like, in flames.
Gutted. Where are you from, Sam Tripoli?
I'm from upstate New York.
Upstate New York, like Rochester? Or?
No, Syracuse, more towards Syracuse.
I was in Jamestown recently.
Yes, I know Jamestown.
Which is where Lucille Ball is from, and I was at the Lucille Ball Festival.
How was that?
It was okay. Jamestown is the kind of town that you're like, yeah, I got to move quickly. Yeah. That's the kind of town you grow up and you leave and you never return.
Yeah, upstate New York isn't the most attractive people in the world. And
no,
they seem
nice
going
enough.
On.
There was hundreds of women all wearing matching shirts. One old lady would wear a shirt that said, I'm Lucy, and the other one would wear, I'm Ethel. And there were couples. There were like hundreds of couples of old ladies at this festival.
Oh, was boy. It a lesbian festival?
No, no. In upstate New York, those are not lesbians. Those are just old straight ladies. That's all that is. It's just farmers.
Yeah, I never really gigged that. I got my start in comedy in Las Vegas, which is the worst city to start comedy, especially back when I started it.
Right.
Because now there's a whole bunch of comedy clubs in Las Vegas at all these casinos. It wasn't like that. There were like two.
You lived in Las Vegas and started
college there.
UNLV?
Yeah.
Tark the Shark?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Let's talk Armenians, man.
I could do Wisconsin and Armenians.
That's what I'm talking about.
When it comes to...
That's a good audience for you, then.
No.
All right.
We can do Magic the Gathering.
Oh, Magic the Gathering.
We're going to get into that,
all
too,
right,
man.
Let's
we'll
tap
get into
that mana, brother. Let's do it.
Armenians. Are there a lot of Armenians in Wisconsin?
There are. There's a fair number. There's like, my grandmother always wanted me to marry an Armenian guy, and there were like 9 Armenians, and I was related to 7 of them.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Check
Slim
the kids
pickings.
For
thumbs? Well, Armenians dating relatives really isn't that weird of an idea.
But it's a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah.
Not to be.
It's not weird, but it's not a good idea.
And if you're raised in the Armenian church as a woman, you do not want to marry an Armenian guy.
Oh,
you've
I'm
already
sure.
done all the step and fetch it that you have ever wanted to do.
I've been through Little Armenia. I've heard the sounds.
Right. Were you raised in the church?
I went to church when I would go to Niagara Falls where my grandparents lived, but in where I was, no. My dad was very anti-church.
He was anti-church. My father was very anti the Tashnaks, which are the political side of the Armenian church. They always wanted the Armenians to become their own nation. And my father would always go, so what? What are we going to move back and become shepherds?
Yeah.
What are you, nuts? And so he was never political, but he's a big guy for having coffee downstairs during the 3-hour church service. So he goes to church every Sunday so he can have coffee downstairs.
Sounds like why I hit up AA meetings, just for the fuck of free coffee.
Just for the free coffee. Who doesn't want a little bundt cake?
Yeah. What was it? Do you do a lot of Armenian shows out here? Have you
I
ever
don't.
Done
Armenian?
Would
I've
you
done,
ever want to?
I did
to?
One, and they booked me, and they didn't tell me that it was a political, it was like an anti-Azerbaijanian thing, and I was like, no, my plate is full being an apologist for the United States government.
Yeah.
I don't have time to apologize for Armenian actions over 5 miles of Palestine.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me. I hope it all works out. You people fight over that 5 miles forever.
That crazy place. I do a humongous charity event for the Armenian Bone Marrow Registry, and I've been doing it for like 10 years, and pack out the main room of the Comedy Store, and I'm always looking for Armenians to do the show. I don't know why I haven't asked you before. I was like, is she Armenian?
I got a couple Armo jokes.
Yeah.
But it's the thing is I, the one benefit I did do, I said, you know, I don't have really any Armenian jokes, but if you insert the word Armenian when I talk about my dad, which is 25 minutes of my hour and a half, then it's
kill.
All.
Right.
You would kill in this show.
I'd do it, sure.
We'll do it. Do you,
as long as there's parking.
Yeah,
that's my whole thing with all of those clubs on that.
And $100.
I've read your ride.
And $100,
I don't need
Sam.
The $100. I don't need
that. Well, it's charity,
parking.
Dude. I'm doing charity work. I'm raising money, man. We've done it 10
extra.
Years, man. It's pretty sweet. It's for the Armenian Bone Marrow Registry. And basically, we have to have this organization because Armenians are very unique. Have a very unique genetic makeup.
You got that flat spot on the back of your head.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So we have that. It's very hard to find matches for bone marrow. So they opened a whole lab over there in Armenia, and it's like pretty amazing what this woman, Dr. Fried, has done. And it's a great part, you know, great thing to be a part of. It's like kind of my give back.
You give back a little bit. That's nice.
A little bit.
That's
it's my
sweet.
One thing. It's my atonement for
it's
all
the only
the
thing
year.
I do. Screw the rest of the people.
Yeah, for my year of debauchery, this is my one time going.
You're not willing to help anybody with a cleft palate or someone with a limp. You got nothing.
I do a lot of charity work.
Okay,
though.
Yeah.
I do. Sometimes
willing,
I
right?
put myself in horrible situations just simply to help people.
That's a drinking problem.
Yeah.
That's not anything.
I've had that too. I've done a lot of that too. But I will do AA meetings. I love doing comedy shows at AA meetings. You ever do those?
No.
Phenomenal. They laugh at everything. I mean, these people used to shoot heroin into their junk.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, when you're sharing, you're not supposed to go for laughs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've watched it. But, I mean, in the live show do comedy shows.
It's a show. It's a stand-up show at an AA event.
Yes.
Oh, so like a fundraiser for AA events and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah. Okay. This guy, what's his name?
Is it Mick?
Mick Betancourt does a huge event there. Like
I don't think we're supposed to say his name. I think it's anonymous.
Oh.
Anyway, well, but you guys have like dozens of listeners.
You're killing me,
right?
Shorts. You're killing me here. Yeah, he does this big event, and it's the room's just full of packed. It's to raise money for this kind of treatment center. And,
sure.
And it's the best time ever, man.
You know what? My friend Karen Rontowski does a women's halfway house out in the boonies of L.A. called the Oasis. And it's not, you don't have to be sober to do the gig. You just have to be
comics.
Yeah,
most AA shows, you don't have to be sober.
Yeah,
you just got to be able to tell jokes.
Right, right. It's just one funny thing after another.
There's only one show I've ever done where you had to be sober to do it. And it's this giant one that happens every year called Yuckaholics. And it happens at the Beverly Hills High School. Have you ever been to that high school?
I did that show once.
It's humongous, that high school.
Yeah. It turns out the Beverly Hills High School might have a budget.
Yeah.
They might be able to put on a show.
And the funniest thing about 90210, the new version, was how white it was, yet Beverly Hills High School is like 80% Persian.
Right. Persians and Indian kids. Yeah, yeah.
Like when you were growing up in Wisconsin as an Armenian, did you consider yourself white?
Yes, but my dad did not.
But when you
he was when he went because my grandparents fled the Turks and the Armenian genocide, right?
Yep.
And we can leave it at that. Everybody knows. Look it up. Google it. And,
Google it.
And then
I had an uncle, my mother's uncle. He had the tattoos of his number on his arm.
Okay, those are that's the Holocaust. That's not the genocide. They didn't do numbers.
Yeah, they did.
Because my grandmother didn't have that.
My my uncle Hachi did.
You had an Uncle Haji? I had a great Uncle Haji.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He went back to Turkey in 1917 and to start his own army. And he was going to fight the Turks. Guess what? He didn't win. You would have heard.
Yeah, Haji's not ringing a bell.
Hold on. He went to Turkey to fight the Turks?
Yeah. He went to Turkey. He had escaped from Turkey in 1915. In 1917, he goes back to Turkey with he raised an army in Milwaukee. Nine guys.
Nine guys. Go fight.
We start making this movie?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's the greatest story in the world. Because
seven of the guys just thought they were going to go eat turkey.
We have a picture of him that he put on the money. Because he printed up money. Because you have to pay people to be in the army, right?
Hold on.
No.
This is your uncle decide to go over there.
Uncle Haji in 1915,
my great Uncle Haji,
please.
He a picture of him. He looked like the Armenian Teddy Roosevelt. He's wearing like a Sam Brown belt and a turban, and he printed that. We don't have any of the money. We just have the picture that he put on the money. And the deal is that you would trade the money in for gold when they took over the Turkish treasury, and they all go over. They all die, but him. They all died in him. He comes back, dies of an appendicitis when he's like 57.
My God.
Yeah, my family is full of just dirtbags who live.
Idea of that army just like, Haji, what the hell are we doing? He's like, keep going. Move.
It's just like the Koreans. He's just like, you find a gun, pick it up because we don't have any. Anyway, so.
Here, use my funny money. Use Haji's funny money.
I would love to see if he had started coming up with any laws, possibly.
Oh, the Hammurabi kind of situation. Oh, I would not be surprised. But he, you know what? He ate on that story until his death. Until his death. He was my grandfather's brother. And when he died, somebody said, you know, he's got a $30 bill, a $30 unpaid bill at the coffee shop. And my grandfather was like, and it will remain unpaid because I'm done paying for Hodge.
Hodge, where the hell's the turkey? Okay, bye, buddy.
Now, have you noticed a big difference in East Coast Armenians versus West Coast Armenians?
Oh, my gosh. All the West Coast. I mean, the thing is you move here and, you know, I use my ID on things and people are like, you're Armenian? You don't look Armenian in that tone of voice that says, you seem nice.
Yes.
And you're just like, hey, jackass, you got to give every first generation of immigrants, even like my grandmother and grandfather on my mom's side from Ireland, they were assholes. They were angry all the time. You know what it is? It's a pain in the ass to immigrate.
Yeah.
And it's not fun. You've moved. And nobody moves because things are going well, right? Yeah. I mean, there's not some woman in the Philippines right now going, you know, I'm a dentist here. But what I'd really like to do is wash clothes for a living. Yeah. And, I mean, that's not happening, right? So everybody who comes is mad. And I get it. You know, all the new Armenians smell vaguely of the Cold War and fake Giorgio. But cut them some slack, man. Give them a generation. They got to melt.
Yeah, I mean, where I was from, they were such happy people. I get out here and everyone's like, oh, you're Armenian. And they would just be saying the most vicious shit to me. Fuck, Paul Mooney called me the N-word. He's like, You're not white. You're just Armenian. Use a boom and dropped N-bombs on me, dude.
What?
Wow. And that's conflicting, too, because that's a turn-on if a woman does that to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's really weird.
That, wow. Man. Yeah, no, I haven't had any of that. The thing is people look at me and they're just like, you're not going to, this is, I've looked at some version of this since I've been 16, which is like, I look like somebody's mother.
Right.
So nobody gives me any shit. My father said to me the other day, he's like, do people know that you're a big liberal? And I was like, Dad, people look at me and all they think is, what's the worst she's going to do? Vote? I'm terrified.
Yeah.
And I mean, nobody's intimidated by this.
No, man, but you're doing excellent out here.
Yeah, people are really, everyone's been very supportive. Everyone's going in a Jackie Cation direction. I appreciate
Dork
it.
Dork Forest is doing
Dork
great.
Dork Forest, blowing up. People are on board.
Have your numbers gone up since you've been on All Things Comedy?
They have. And IO9 put me in a top 13 nerd comedy things to listen
That's
to.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been, like, this week's episode, I talked to Moshe Kasher about religion. And next week,
it was a great episode.
Yeah, it was. Did you get to hear it?
I did.
He's so smart. And he's so funny. I don't know if you know him, but
yeah,
he's,
we love Moshe. Yeah. Our normal co-host thinks he's the hottest comic in Los Angeles.
He's a treat to watch. He's a genuine treat to watch. And then next week it's Cameron Esposito, who Chicago comic, and hers is lesbians in the media. Like every sitcom and movie lesbian portrayal since the beginning of movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Next episode, I'm recording tomorrow or the day after, some lady loves stickers. She's 32. She wow. still collects stickers.
So you got to do like homework for your podcast.
Nope. That's the greatest thing about it is I don't have to know shit.
They have to, though. They have to
right.
come with like
they
knowledge and...
And they all do. Everyone comes with like an enthusiasm of perfume or bees or Japanese sneakers or whatever the fuck they like. It's one guy, James P. Connolly, Elvis. Oh, what's his name? Dwight Slade. He came. He said, "I got Elvis's last 24 hours, Pete Best, and Anne Frank." And he did them in that order, which is unfortunate because the Anne Frank thing. He was listening to the Diary of Anne Frank as he drove down the coast to go do some gig, and he forgot that she died at the end of it. Spoiler alert. So he's listening on audio tape to the Diary of Anne Frank, and the epilogue shows up, and he's like, "I wonder whatever happened to that kid." And then he
really?
Says he's bawling. He's bawling on the PCH. He's like, who would kill a 16-year-old? You're like, Nazis. That's their go-to.
Dude, sometimes I get amazed what people will do to each other. It's like, you ever we love Vice on the show. You ever watch show Vice?
Nope.
Oh,
sounds
geez.
Dark.
It's
pretty dark.
It's not
it's
as dark.
It's awesome, though.
It is awesome.
What's it on?
It's HBO. I mean, you just see how people...
But it's like 60 minutes for like crazy places like war zones or just
oh, it's a
bizarre...
New show?
It is, yeah. It's more, you know, it's just
journalism, like in-depth journalism.
Good, real journalism.
So is a dork Different than a nerd? Different than a geek?
Well, people, you know, they use their own. The origin of the word, the dork forest, the origin of the term is, I used to do a joke about how I hung out with everybody until I had to cut some people off. Because you can't hang out with everybody forever, right? So I drew a line in the sand very far down the road, right before the war reenactment, guys.
Okay.
And then I just said, you know how far into the dork forest you got to go to get to that? And that was how it started. But dorks and nerds and geeks, they're, I mean, dorks are, it's, I think dorks are enthusiasm. Nerds are minutia information. And geeks are socially awkward. But I know dorks that have all of that and nerds that have all of that and geeks that have. And I, you know, in all stand-up comics, there's just a parade of Asperger's victims fighting a 100%. Wind of autism. You know?
Let me ask you, now, with the popularity of nerd stuff everywhere in the pop culture, are there phony dorks? And can you picture, can you find a phony dork in a group?
You know, my husband's a video game designer, and he was talking about some of the brotards who are in video game design now. And it's because video games are fun, right? So
they're huge. The openings to a video game is bigger than some movie openings or most movie openings.
So of course frat guys and rapists and idiots want to, you know, they also want to make video games, right?
Yeah.
And so you know, so some of those guys are just, you know, and not that all frat guys are all, you know, or whatever are rapists and horrible people, and but it's just, it's so popular. But in my opinion, it's like the Packer fans, you know, when the Packers went to the Super Bowl the first time, I happened to be in Green Bay doing a show, just a weird one-nighter, and I go into this convenience store, and I'm looking for some trinket for a friend of mine who lives here who's a fan, and all I could find, I mean, there's a lot of different crap, but the funniest thing that I find is a keychain. You know, remember those old man coin purses, the plastic ones that you squeeze?
Yeah, you squeeze it.
Yeah, and it was
holds about 30 cents, really useful sort of thing. Yeah,
exactly. You need a penny.
Yeah.
And so I buy that, and I throw it on the counter, and I say to the guy, and this is a convenience store next to a donut shop, and the donut shop, in their sign above it, it says, Super Bowl donut has a good ring to it. And that's what it says at the, and this is, they're going to the Super Bowl, but they haven't won, right?
Right.
So I'm in this convenience store, and I said, pardon me while I hurt myself jumping on the bandwagon by buying this item. And the guy, he had to be 56 years old, that just, I thought he was going to cry. He just had the biggest grin on his face. He goes, plenty of room on the bandwagon. Plenty of room. And I got chills. I genuinely did. And that's what I think of with dorks and nerds and geeks. I mean, if the bros want to be
that's
nerds,
very true. That is very true.
What are you a dork on anything?
The Packers.
So you'd be the dork about the Packers?
Yeah, definitely.
How long could you talk about the Packers for, do you think? Do you think you can do an hour?
Could you do the origin of the Packers and go forward?
Yeah, I could do everything.
To bring notes?
Yeah.
I could talk about the Packers.
Do they?
I had a guy talk about animation, and he brought notes and notes and notes, and just scrolled and kept talking. But the good ones are, and they're all, quite honestly, I couldn't come up with a favorite episode if my life depended on it, because they're all...
Because you're talking to the people about their passion, and they're like effusive with these things they've never been able to say.
Right, they are
for
given
a fucking hour. Like nobody's ever been like, "Hey, unload."
Right, Eric Drysdale writes for the Colbert Nation.
Right,
and he loves photography and wrote a stage show where he gave everybody in the audience a viewfinder, a ka-chunk viewfinder, and then he created the reels. And then he does the voiceover, or he gets an actor to do the
voiceover.
Oh, when
they go...
Yeah, and so it's 50 people all with ViewMasters up to their head, and then somebody says something, and then it goes ka-chunk, and then everybody goes ka-chunk at the same time. And so one of my favorite things is when someone's on the Dork Forest and they say, is this too much? Is this boring?
Is this boring?
No, it isn't. No,
it's
awesome.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's
that's
the greatest,
really cool.
It's the funnest thing ever.
Coleman, what are you dork, or Dragonfly, what are you dork of?
Oh, man, I don't know if there's any one thing. I'm kind of a dork on many things, but I haven't dealt with
You're a dork of all trades.
Dork of all trades, yeah. Master of none.
Sure. Well, you know, the Renaissance dork, you know? I mean, it's multifaceted dorkdoms. You could pick three things. When somebody says I'm a huge dork about everything, that is a red flag to me, because you got to pick three things to talk about, mm-hmm. because otherwise we never talk about anything, and then I get exhausted.
I'm currently hunting on eBay for the perfect goblin deck for Magic of the Gathering.
Oh, well, are you?
Dragonfly, I think you've nailed it.
Is it a pre-built goblin deck?
No, I'm picking out the exact ones I want for that.
Oh, there you go. You mm-hmm. know, I was on competitive erotic fan fiction, mm-hmm. and I wrote a Magic the Gathering fan fiction where Jace and Liliana are doing it. There was blue mana and black mana swirling. She kills him, and then she resurrects him. And then she's like, oh, did I forget to get your safe word? Well, fuck you. And boom.
We are deep into dorkdom right here.
Well, there's a
Dolman can't stand up right now. Dragonfly can't stand up. That was
I'm
so going to
just sit here. Do you have a hat or something?
wait a minute. That hat's not for your head.
So you were part of the first PodFest here.
LA Podcast Festival.
Are you doing it this year?
I am, and I'm doing the New York Podcast Festival.
Yeah, what is that? Are they similar to New York and LA one? Are they a little different?
No, they're the Comedy Film Nerds guys, right? Chris and Graham, and then Andy Wood has a podcast, and Dave Anthony, who's with whatever. Everybody has a podcast, and so it's nice.
But I bet that's mostly West Coast. I find that
that's all West Coast.
West Coast comics tend to have flock to podcasting way more than New York. Yeah.
Yeah, they did it first, for sure. When I did New York Podcast Festival, really nice guy, spacing his name, jackass alert, New York City NYC Podcast Festival, Google it. And
Google it.
What Chris and Graham and those guys did was they set it up like a convention, like a full-on nerd con, and it's in the Sheraton, so people stay at the hotel and they go to podcasts and there's panels and they're doing it like a con, right? What the guy in New York is doing is he's got an awesome theater, and he runs live podcasts all day and all night. And I do a lot of live Dork Forests already. Like, I'm doing one, I just did a live one with Carrie Brownstein in Portland, from Portlandia, and then I'm doing one next week in San Francisco with this woman who runs the comedy channel on Pandora. And
awesome.
Yeah, Kelly Anakin.
We just did Toronto. We did the Naughty Show podcast in Toronto.
Oh, nice. With Ian Atlas? Or?
No, we did it at the Underground. They booked us for a week, and I thought, you know, man, since they're nice enough to bring out the whole podcast that we decided to just
one there last year myself, and that's so fun because people, you'd think, who would come and see a live podcast, but it's just super.
How
just
great
fun.
Is it entertaining your fans when they know, like, everything about you? They know how you talk, the way you think, you know.
The Wikipedia page is a little creepy, quite honestly.
Well, that's where I got most of my information.
Well, and somebody set it up. I didn't set it. And I was like, what, my stepmother's name? My brothers and sisters, what's happening?
That's weird.
And it got the worst picture in the world. And granted, I'm not saying I never looked like that, because clearly I must have, because it was a photo of myself. So I'm
in a real photo,
right? An actual photo. Right. And so I talked to a friend, or I talked to a fan at a show, and I was like, "Hey, do you know how to change pictures on Wikipedia?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I said, "Shove my headshot there so that I don't have to look at that horrible picture." And it's still in the internet.
Did they do that? Did they make the switch?
Yeah, they fixed it.
That's awesome.
Are there any Jackie Cation groupies out there that just want a piece of it?
There's a fan group. Oh, people are knocking on my... They're just like...
They want some?
They want to tap that mana, man. I'm telling you. It's not actually... I am married. I am in a committed monogamous relationship. I'm a beacon of hope for all comics, since they mostly die alone.
But are there, like, some intense fans out there? I mean, are there dorkcore super fans?
Well, there's this one woman in Minneapolis who takes a picture. I'm a Minneapolis comic, right? That's where my home club is in Acme. And so I go back like twice a year. And twice a year, this woman takes a picture with me. And I'm like, are you building a flip book of the aging process?
Oh,
what's happening?
You know what's happening. You know that in that living room above that fireplace is just wall-to-wall you.
Shrine.
Yeah.
Me and Diane.
Yeah.
Yes. The crazy redhead. That's what she calls herself.
Oh, good.
Diane,
that's good.
The crazy redhead.
That's good when they dub themselves crazy.
The weirdest thing is, do you guys get emails from people where it starts out, I swear I'm not a stalker.
Yeah. Like, and good opening.
And you know what? I always respond to, That's always, I always give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
That's my go-to. I'm assuming you're not a stalker.
Well, and I've read online that stalkers are now taking that line. Stalkers are using that. I'm no stalker.
That's how I start like, every OkCupid message I send out. Well, I swear I'm not a stalker.
That's a red flag.
Well, Jackie, I'm very thankful you came on the show.
Oh,
I know I sense you were somewhat nervous when you walked through not the dork forest, but the porn forest.
The porn forest with noodly nudes. I had a guy who I was trying to get on the dork forest one time, a porn dork. Because
if you ever need
his,
somebody, let me know.
He did his PhD thesis on porn from 1969, laugh it up, to 1989, and the heyday of porn. Like that was
the
his,
heyday.
That was his when everybody had real parts and stuff.
Yeah.
And then before everybody was replacing all their boobs with hooks and
well, when you watch
ladders.
Old porn, you're like, that's really making love right there. They're making love. That's
yeah.
Now it's just like sport humping. You're like, who is enjoying this? What are we doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's some really...
I've never been able to... I've tried to watch 3 porns in my life, and I've never made it through them.
That's it?
That's it. And my husband's like, Jackie, don't worry about it.
I hate
no
to tell you, most people aren't able to make it through a porn
right.
either.
He says 12 minutes.
The 3 minutes in.
12
like,
minutes?
Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm 12 like, minutes is very long.
It's well, maybe he's watching old-timey porn where there's a plot.
Yeah.
Jackie, can you give everybody where they can come find you?
JackieCation.com. I'm in Tucson this weekend and San Francisco next weekend.
Congratulations.
And then San Antonio and Oklahoma City and all around the world.
Congrats on all your success.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Hey, yeah, I'm glad you came on. It means a lot. I'm a big fan of yours. Guys, go to NaughtyShow.net. Check it out. Thanks for joining. Thanks for everybody. Our downloads have exploded, and it's really great. Thanks to Space Go. Charlie couldn't make it tonight. Thanks him. Thanks, Dragonfly, for everything. It's been a great show. Greatly appreciate everybody tuning in, and we'll be back right in a few, okay? Talk to you guys in a few. Bye.